I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New reports reveal more devastation from southern India's worst flooding in a century. Floodwaters have claimed nearly 1,000 lives throughout the region. India Partners' Donna Glass says,
the flooding has just been devastating homes and roads and taking out bridges. And it's not just in the rural areas, but it's also kind of moving into more of the urban areas, more towns. And so we have more concentrated living situations and people are evacuating via boats to get to relief camps that are out of the flood zones.
India Partners is on the ground distributing basic food and hygiene supplies to villagers who've not gone to the relief camps. It's part of their effort to see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion. Go to missionnews.org to find your place in the story. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 18 is getting closer, and so are the opportunities. See, every 3 years, InterVarsity unites 16,000 college students to get involved in seminars and meet with hundreds of organizations to help these students grow in their faith. The event has a main biblical theme, too. And this year's theme is on the Book of Revelation. InterVarsity's Ruth Hubbard shares,
the Book of Revelation begins with a description that this is the revealing, the unveiling of ultimate reality, that this ultimate reality is the eternity where God is worshiped around the throne by people from every tribe, nation, tongue, language, all the ethne. And so having that vision and view of God is something that moves people.
InterVarsity prays that Urbana will help students develop that view. The sign-up details can be found at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.